Well, as I mentioned, we're a week away from the first test, Australia and Pakistan, the first day-night test at the Gabba. The visitors will begin their preparations in far north Queensland this afternoon. It is a three-day tour match at Kazzaley Stadium, under the lights up there in Cairns. Been up there for the footy numerous times, a magnificent venue. Been over 20 years since Pakistan has won a test here in Australia. But the one Victorian that will be playing in the Cricket Australia 11 is Matthew Short, who's also been added to the Melbourne Renegades squad for this year's Big Bash. And he does join us here on Afternoons, a couple of hours away from game time. G'day, Matt. How are you going?
G'day. Good, thanks. How are you going?
Very well. Ordinary weather down here, but Cairns serves up, well, certainly more steamy conditions. What's it like there for day one?
You're right. I've been here for a couple of days now, and it's been low 30s and pretty humid up here. So, yeah, very steamy at the moment.
Matthew, obviously these games for players like yourself are really important to show your wares in trying to get to the next level of Australian cricket. You've played in a few of these Cricket Australia games, and you've obviously been recently added back into the Renegade squad. You did play, of course, a couple of years ago, but these games are hugely important for players like yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I think every game, you know, at this stage of our young careers is pretty important. And, I think, you know, the more runs you score and the more wickets you take, you know, people are going to be looking at you and watching you a bit closely. So, it might be just a tour match, but I think a lot of us young guys are you know, really trying to, you know, put our names out there to selectors and different people around the country.
Players from all over the country, William Bazisto, the captain from WA, boys spread across SA, Tasmania, New South Wales, yourself from Victoria, obviously guys that you've played a little bit with, so you don't go in necessarily cold as an 11, that these are guys that you're, you know, reasonably familiar with.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the best thing about these tour games is it brings a lot of young guys from around Australia to together, and it's good. I think we know each other pretty well now, and we're all looking forward to the challenge against Pakistan.
Are you feeling in pretty good nick and pretty confident? I was looking back at some of your recent scores. Of course, you took on South Africa playing in the Victorian 11 at the MCG, only a couple of weeks ago, and made a half century there. You also played for the Victorian under-23 team that was up in Brisbane against the Queensland under-23s, an unbeaten 100 there. There was another half century against South Africa in Adelaide playing for the Cricket Australia 11. So your form in recent times has certainly been pretty good.
Yeah, I've definitely been happy with the last sort of month and a half. The form's pretty good. I'm feeling pretty confident, and hopefully sort of keep that consistency going and keep scoring some runs.
Tell us just a bit about the journey, Matthew, you've got to go on. I mean, you're still looking to make your, of course, Shield debut. So yep. You sort of got into the Cricket Australia scene, but to go to that next step, and we know there's only, you know, 11 places in that Victorian lineup. There's only 11 places in the Australian lineup. It's a fair journey, isn't it, to get to where you want to go?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it starts from when you're 13, 14 years old, and you start in the pathway stuff for Victoria. And I think where I am now is sort of sitting right on the edge of maybe a Shield debut. I know I was included in a 13-man squad for the game that's currently playing now down in Tassie. Just missed out there. So I know I'm thereabouts. I think I need to keep waiting on maybe a couple more Australian selections to go my way and hopefully sneak into the Vics at some stage, maybe after Christmas.
Yeah, no doubt. And you also got the good news this week. You've been drafted into the Melbourne Renegade squad as the injury replacement for Guy Walker, which means you need to be playing in this upcoming match, obviously, to be, I think, eligible to play against Sydney Thunder. That's just before Christmas under the BBL playing conditions.
Yep. Yeah, obviously pretty unfortunate for Guy Walker there, going down with another injury. He's been pretty unlucky in his short career, I suppose. But, yeah, again, looking forward to being with the Renegades again. And, I think with the rules that are set in place, I think, I'll have to be available for the first game on the 22nd.
having a chat to Matthew Short, part of the Cricket Australia 11, taking on the travelling Pakistanis, day one of their tour match up at Kazali Stadium in Cairns coming up this afternoon. And Brad Hodge is the coach. We've always enjoyed chatting to Brad, you know, across a long period here on SCN, and obviously we've enjoyed his cricket. What's he been like to play under and be around as a coach?
Hodge is sensational. A lot of us guys also had him throughout the Matador Cup with the CA11. But yeah, he's a different coach. I think he takes things, you know, he's really, really easygoing kind of guy, and sort of, you know, he's all for setting a good culture around a young group and keeping things nice and simple, and the results will come.
And one last one for you. Just your knowledge of the Pakistanis, obviously led by Misbah, I believe, is going to play today. Unbelievable that he's playing cricket at 42 years of age and still making some pretty good runs. Yunus Khan, but apart from that, it's a fairly young side who have come off a tough tour of New Zealand, and the seeming decks in Australia haven't always been kind to them. I think they've played the one day-night test before, so they have had a bit of exposure to the pink ball, but a great opportunity to certainly lay the foundations and maybe help the Australian lineup ahead of next Thursday.
Yeah, definitely. No, I heard you say before they haven't won a test match in, was it 20 years or something? Yeah, so we definitely feel pretty confident we can roll these guys and sort of, yeah, I think, you know, coming up against a young team as well in Pakistan, as well as some quality players, you know, it'll be a great challenge and one we're all looking forward to.
No doubt. Well, really appreciate you joining us on game day, only a couple of hours out. Hopefully you can make some runs for yourself and the team can certainly perform admirably against an international team, which is always a great challenge to go up against. Matthew, good luck, and really appreciate your time.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys. Matthew